Welcome to the Great Things LLC podcast. I'm your host, Josh Meter.
Welcome back. On today's episode, I'm talking with my friend Noreen Campbell. Noreen and I go way back, actually grew up down the road from Noreen, and probably in the last 8 years since I've opened the Center of Harmony, we've gotten to know each other and just been a real valuable friend, advisor, and support system. So welcome, Noreen.
Thanks for having me, Josh.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous, dull gray day outside, so it's a perfect time for a podcast. So Noreen, I've known you, but why don't you share with the audience a little bit about your background? You came up in a family business. You've done some really exciting things in the world of business and finance, and also in the food service and grocery industry. So just give the audience a little bit of background of where you came from, and we'll talk about where you're going.
Well, I came from the South Hills of Pittsburgh, and I was the youngest born in a family business. My parents owned a grocery store. Some people know it as McGinnis Sisters. In 1981, my sisters and I took over the business, and we ran it for almost 40 years until we closed in 2018. And so that was my whole life, growing up in the service industry, understanding customer needs, directing teams, and I always spent a lot of my time out front trying to find new ideas, new ways to motivate people, new ways to serve customers. So it was a blessing. I mean, it was hard work, physically and mentally, but working with my family was a blessing, and you know, the thousands of customers that we interacted with, and we were very, very proud of our product and what we were able to put out. So it was a great journey for me.
And it makes sense that you were out front, because you are a people person. And
I am.
I know the two sides of you. There's the private, but there's also the very, very personable person. So I could see why that would make sense to have you out there creating ideas and talking with the people.
Yeah, and I would get lost in that. My daughter and my nieces and family members were always in charge of catering and the heavy, you know, push to get that out and the production. And they would say, "Where is she?" And I would be out front, you know, chatting, finding the next job. And so it was, you know, they would make fun of me. "Where is she?"
Well, you know, the blessings of the family business, there's a little more dynamics than your average business there.
Right. Yeah. And it would take weeks to go delve into all that. But I think we worked well together. And also times was a struggle. I mean, that's part of working in a group can be. And so I was always looking for ways to integrate that. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. And I think that's a key issue for family businesses and businesses in general, is that teamwork and working through some of those ways to make it easier to create without the drag of egos and you know, long-held beliefs and problems. And
yeah, and that's not limited only to businesses or family businesses. And I think that is what we're here to talk about a little bit today, is how do you change not only interpersonal relationships, but starting with yourself and the views and the perspectives out there. So from closing your business in that process, I know you've gotten into some other things. Why don't you explain a little bit about that transition and how it's brought you to where we are today?
Well, I think probably it started about 10 years ago. I started to have I had some health challenges anyway. I was in a car accident in my mid-20s, but I kept pushing. I just physically, you know, would ram my body forward in whatever means, you know, raising my children. And, you know, my business was almost an hour away from Harmony, driving to Pittsburgh every day, you know, just that real tough persona. And that's not me really at all. I'm much softer, but I do have that hard side. And about 10 years ago, I started into a transition, and my physical issues were really becoming problematic. My adrenals were failing. I had been diagnosed with fibromyalgia years ago, And I needed to delve into what was causing all of this rather than just take medication, which I'm not faulting that and people choose that. But for me, it wasn't the right way to go. And I needed to delve into, and what I've experienced with fibromyalgia for myself and over this 10-year period of really delving into this is, for me, the stress that I was experiencing, the emotions, I couldn't process them properly. And they were coming back into my body and really flaring up. And then, of course, I would make poor choices, carbohydrates, eggs every day, cheese. I mean, what's not to love about cheese? And those things were just not good for me. Right. But I didn't understand it at the time. It was just habits. Oh, well, this makes me feel better, but then it didn't.
Right.
So that took me on a path, and I met a woman, and she suggested this Avatar course to me. And I was just like, whatever, I just need to get a break. Because I really had been physically incapacitated and really struggling on how to continue to be in my business. I mean, you don't, in a family business, there's no prisoners. You must show up, you know.
Are there no prisoners, or is everyone a prisoner? I think there might be a clarification.
There's no whining. Let's just say there's no whining. And my family was quite understanding as well, but to take time off, it just was unheard of. And at least it was more in my mind as well. It was, you know, oh my gosh, I can't miss work and so forth. So I went to the Avatar course. It'll be 9 years in July, and slowly started to learn these amazing tools that I use every day in my life. And they're very simple. I have the book here. I can just pull one out if I need to process something. Certainly being in this lockdown and all the emotions that we're going through with COVID-19, this has been just an amazing thing to have in my backpack. And I pull it out and I pick something. And in 15 minutes, I'm back out and in the world in a beautiful way, and able to be in service. I mean, that's the point.
That's it. And I'm going to take just a small step back, because I think there was a really critical point that you pulled up there, is that place where many business owners, whether it be family or private, or just people in careers and jobs, where we get stressed, we have this paradigm where we have to keep going. And I know you were successful because you had that. You called it a hard side. I called it a driven side. You were successful because you set your mind to it. And like people do, boom, 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 till they get what they want. And now I think there's a much broader awareness of the impact that mental trauma creates within the body and how it stores. So a lot of people were in your similar situation where they're on a career track or in a business and they don't know any better and there is no downtime. And then the physical manifestations start up. So, you know, diet goes down, lack of exercise, it's trapped in the body. So along that side, so you found tools how to do that, or how to transition or to reduce that. So the course of Avatar, its purpose, its general purpose, I know they have a lot of tools and function within it, but what is the general purpose and direction of the Avatar program?
Well, the mission is to catalyze belief systems and really to explore our belief systems. We, you know, either inherit them through our tribe, family, upbringing. We may be indoctrinated into beliefs based on schooling. We may take on a belief at the time it sounded reasonable. And then as we progress through life, your beliefs create your reality. It's almost like you have a set of glasses on. And so let's just take something that would be impeding to someone, that maybe they're not good enough, or, you know, they go to create something and they have this flood of doubts that come in from somewhere in the mind, and it stops them. And then you have that pushing over, that forcing yourself to, because you know, have a belief that you're supposed to do it a certain way, or you're supposed to. And those things are managed then through the Avatar course, especially the one that I'll be presenting here in the beginning of July on the East Coast. So you examine your beliefs and you look at them and you say, huh, you know, maybe that helped me in first grade, but is it really helpful now at this stage of my life? And then the tools will help you to integrate that. And you can try on different beliefs and see how they feel, like physically in the body. And you know, feel into, oh, well, that's helpful, or wow, that really, I'm really self-sabotaging myself with this belief. And so it smooths the way, especially with growth or transition, which I think pretty much everyone is going to be transitioning here into new businesses, new roles. The rug's been pulled out from under us with COVID-19, and I think these tools would be very helpful for anybody that's ready to move forward to say, okay, well, what's possible for me?
Right. You know, because I think one of the hardest things for a lot of people to recognize, I equate it to a computer system, beliefs are a computer system. They're kind of the operating system and they're given to us at birth. So we don't have the choice of which belief systems are coming in. Then we're in whatever community or school system. There's more beliefs layered in. So by the time we've evolved in our intellect and our mental processes, we've already been encoded with such an operating system. And it's like, look at the old Windows systems. Well, if you never updated it, nothing's going to work. You're just going to get the mental blue screen of death. So it sounds like these are upgrades. These are repairs to your operating system so you can take out the old code that's not working and consciously put in what does.
Exactly. You've really hit the nail on the head there. And I often will say too, you know how when your system, it gets bogged down, it needs defragged because it has all these bits.
Yeah, this hard drive is full, no more.
Exactly. So I often use that as a great analogy. And so you start to shed those things and really decide deliberately how you want to go forward. When I stepped into this, we had just expanded our business and of course hit every possible snag and secondary, and it just was awful. And in coaching, they'll call that a ceiling of complexity. You decide, okay, I want to expand my business, or I want to get a new career. I want to, you know, whatever, I have to transition. Even in end of life, there's so many unknowns and you're stuck. You're kind of banging into that. And so you can, like, again, push through and, you know, override it. Right, it's a computer term there, where you clean up the junk that is really holding you back. And so for me, I've just really been able to integrate these tools, and they're simple and logical, which is helpful for me. It really is helpful. There's just pick one and you'll see the expected results. Try that. And usually when I open the book, it's to the exact page that I need, which is always, but that's a belief I have. Like, I find the things I need almost immediately, and I'm very open. That's another belief that I've developed. I'm open to learning. I'm open to exploring new things. And
I would imagine having a system to learn these processes and to open up is very helpful because change is difficult, and especially change at the core of belief systems or indoctrinations or whatever it is, those are deep rooted. And to have a system or a program that walks you through the steps, what was your experience in those early days with shifting from that executive driven personality to more of an open personality, more aligned with your natural state, which is lighter and more social and easygoing?
I was freaked out, to tell you the truth. And I was so tied to the debits and credits and everything having to balance, and the, you know, the mind of business, this rule and that rule, and having to have answers, right? You go to your meeting and you have answers and you have a plan and you have a strategy and, you know, we're going to get this done. And to be more open and to create deliberately, this is what the end result of Avatar is you become a source being, you decide deliberately, then you take your attention, your will, and you put that toward creating what you prefer. And sometimes things will manifest immediately, as I remembered when you decided to buy the center. I think you said it came together within 12 hours, boom, if I recall. And everything just aligns, right? Mm-hmm. Or using the tools, the other thing that will happen is a path of opportunity opens up and the next right thing shows up for you. And so it just smooths the way to operate from a higher perspective and a less encumbered mind with, you know, coming along with all this junk behind it, because we really sabotage ourselves. You know, mm-hmm. we don't focus where we need to focus. We get distracted, those things. So especially now, and I've noticed myself, you know, with Facebook and you know, all the things you can get into on any given day, mm-hmm. just decide you're going to, you know, go down a rabbit hole on your phone, and it's not productive. You know, and that's okay too. If you decide, hey, today I'm kicking back and I'm just going to hang out and see what's going on, that's fine too. However, if you want to create something and you need to get something done, you would start here first. So it's like an intention, but I would say kicked up quite a few notches.
Okay.
And then you're actually your focus. Let's just take an example. If you were on the beach and you were looking for blue sea glass or green sea glass, something like that, your focus zooms in on that, right? So if you were looking for a business or a business idea, your focus will zoom in on that and everything else kind of falls away. So this is like a muscle, like as if you were exercising, but we don't learn this in school. So then you can decide deliberately, I'm sitting down at my desk today, I'm going to get this work done and really put the attention and focus toward it. And then you reach the successes that you're wanting to get to. And I don't think it's just for a few folks. It's adaptable to really any circumstance.
It really is. In the last podcast, Glenn Hairston had a great example, and he was in Tai Chi, and he's how the action follows the mind. He's like, your body can pick up the pencil that's on the floor, but until your mind tells you to do it, no action takes place. So to hone the mind, to bring it in intentionally rather than to be at the effect of, because as you mentioned, in the COVID-19, we are at the effect of so much. I won't go as radical as all of our rights have been taken away, but they have been limited. Our ability to travel, our ability to connect, and whether it be imposed by the government or self-imposed out of a sense of civic responsibility, our lives have changed. So a lot of times our minds are going, what's next? Where should I be doing? And I've seen people struggle with this. And personally, I struggled with it until you find that point where you can say, okay, this is what I can control. This is what I can't. And this is where I'm moving forward. So, these times really need, I think a lot of people really need help in these times, finding how to corral the mind, direct the mind, and really harness the power of the mind. And when it's harnessed like that, the rest flows easily, the stress goes out, the body reacts. So with all that said, you're bringing up early June?
Yeah, it's going to be the 5th, the 6th, and the 7th of June, and it's called Resurfacing. It's normally done 2 days in person, and with COVID-19, we adapted quite quickly to Zoom, tested it out on a few, one, maybe two students, and now we've decided aligning with time zones. So, and languages. Sometimes the classes will have multiple languages, and So, I mean, I'm only in the English lane, so I don't know what's happening elsewhere. But the idea came about to align with the East Coast. And so the course will be done on Zoom with a maximum of 10 students, and 10 masters like myself will be supporting the students. And it's been adapted. So the books now, there's four books that we use. One is a workbook that you can actually write in if you choose, or you can use a journal. And then there are three other books that we use to really delve into the concepts. Nobody's going to tell you what to believe or what to do, but just how to use, like user's manuals, I guess. So they've been moved to PDF form so that people can get them in their hands really quickly. So if they decide to take the course, it booms right there. And of course, I have copies of the books here, and I can get them to anybody that's in Pittsburgh that would like to take the course. And so we're going to do it over 3 days and much shorter time periods so that we have time to get up and move around. And some of the exercises actually are walking around type exercises. So it's not that you're going to be sitting there for 6 hours straight. We'll have a 1 hour lunch break and really cool discussions. So we'll get into little groups and discuss the concepts and how it's resonating with you. And, you know, what does this person feel and how does it apply to their life? And that's the cool thing about the avatar tools. It's to your life. They're tools, you know, just like any, your toolbox. I know you're a woodworker, but how do you use the tools? And you know that a screwdriver does X, but you know, you might be making a cabinet and somebody else might be putting up curtains. It's still a screwdriver. Right. And it's wonderful. And you get to like really learn about people and their challenges and how they're breaking through things. So you make these friends that people stay connected way beyond the course.
What's interesting to me there is it doesn't sound like a typical webinar course, which is usually one direction or unidirectional thing where it's one to many, where it's a broadcast and everyone listens and takes what they want. But if I heard you correctly, there's 10 avatar masters and 10 students. So they're literally one-to-one connection and support. That seems like a unique place to be in that field.
Yeah, and that's how we've done it in the classroom. You know, we've done large group classes, and sometimes there's hundreds of students. Sometimes, you know, in a small localized, there was one in Cleveland, I think they had, you know, 5 students before COVID-19, and I basically guide you. And, you know, if you need help, okay, let's get some help. And this is the page that we're on. But you're doing the exploring, and it's so beautiful for me to sit and watch this blossoming and like, oh wow. So there's one exercise called transparent belief, where we talked about beliefs before, and they're transparent because you've just kind of hung out with them for how many years, you know, and you don't realize that this is what's impeding your progress. And so this process, it's a very gentle process that you actually go, oh my gosh, what? Yeah. You know, and
give us an example or two of a transparent belief, because I know there's a lot, but what are some of the common ones you've seen people?
Well, I would really only, I mean, the last one I was working on personally was, I was frustrated with a relationship issue and like not being aligned. And, you know, I went back and forth and, you know, really just kind of mulched the whole thing. And finally, you know, it was like, oh, we're on different pages. Like the, and usually a transparent belief will be like, oh gosh, you know, why? Because I have a belief we all have to align and, you know, cuddle up together and everybody's going to get along. It's not the case, right?
No, and it's okay to be on different pages, especially exactly. If you can just acknowledge it.
Right. And so I was able to integrate that and be like, oh, you know, and I was forcing the issue again, like that driven force push, right and wrong game. And I mean, let's just widen back to COVID-19. We have the right lane and the left lane, and all that right and wrong stuff is just like grinding a gear and you're stuck, you know, and you're just, it's just where we are. So the tools can, if people choose, let's come to a more, a place where we can move forward. And your ideas are appreciated, and my ideas are appreciated. And we actually have another book called Thought Storming, which if I have had a business, this is what I would implement tomorrow. It gets people in a room, you know, obviously more than just you, and relationship-wise, or maybe in a group, and you go around and people are able to contribute in a meaningful way without ego, like, oh, I'm the smartest person in the room, but really gently coming to this concept that everybody goes, oh yeah, that's it. That's what we, yeah, it kind of lands physically in the body and you go, oh yeah, that's that, we all agree on this. And then you can move forward as a team. Okay. So it's just beautiful and very simple. People hang out in libraries and just do it for their community. Like, well, you know, what could we create here that we all can align to? But the ego is dropped out. There's no, there's a gentleness and an awareness of like, I'm sitting across from another human being that also has a point of view that, you know, maybe a unique ability that we could put into the pot, like vegetable soup, right? And make something better. Mm-hmm. So that, for me, the Thought Storming book, if I was still in business, I would put that into place immediately if I had a team.
Good. There's a lot of exciting stuff going there. So if someone's interested in the course that's coming up, I will have the links and the information in the description below. Are there any final words or bits of advice or even like the aha moments or lessons you've learned over the last 8-9 years doing this program and this work?
Yeah, the aha for me, I mean, I just feel so connected to source and nature, and I use the tools every day, and I use them through very difficult times. You know, I closed my businesses, I had a lot of legal issues, I had a death in my family, and I use them every day and set myself up for success. So it's applicable to any situation, but even more so in transition. Yeah, and I think, you know, to have this toolbox in your arsenal as we move through these challenging times would be priceless. It's an amazing investment in your own personal growth and those around you. So yeah, contact me. And I would say that my last words was do it. Open up and do it.
All right. Well, there you have it, Noreen. Thank you so much for the time. I'm sure I'm going to see you down at the Wonder Bar coffee shop here pretty soon as things open back up, or at least passing and pickup.
Yeah. Thank you, Josh.
All right.
Have a beautiful day.
You too.
Thank you for watching. If you liked what you saw, be sure to hit that like and subscribe button right now. Stay tuned and check out the channel for other interesting and informative videos.